Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world, to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program, for making it a part of your day on Yom Revi'i, the sixth day of the month of Tammuz. Today is day 635. So many of our dear brothers and sisters continue to be held hostage. As there's talk of a ceasefire, we pray for their swift return home to their families. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Michael Talbis of Congregation Zichron Mordechai in Teaneck, New Jersey, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. We'll be followed by Rabbi Talbis slowly reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited in both Hebrew and then translated in English. The Rabbi Talbis will lead us in the Mishnah Berach for our dear and special Chayalim. That will be followed by the Mishnah Berach for the Shvuyim, for those who are held captive. And finally, concluding with the Mishnah Berach L'cholim, where there will be a pause for about 30 seconds to give each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. To sign up to receive the Daily Tehillim Call email, you can do so by subscribing at ou.org/Tehillim Call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim Call. And finally, I want to thank today's sponsor, Wendy Zalty, for sponsoring today's call for the protection of our Tzahal, for the return of our hostages. Amen. And may Hashem continue to watch over all the Chayalim and bring home all of the hostages. And Wendy, thank you so much for your dedication to the call and for your generosity in sponsoring today's program. With that, b'chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Talbis.
Thank you very much. For the last over 600 days, how many months, ever since the horrific attacks on that Shmiat Teres and Simchas Torah more than a year and a half ago on the now infamous secular calendar date of October 7th, we've all been saying Tehillim and davening extra tfilos and extra prayers and extra petitions to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as was just mentioned, for the safety and return of the hostages, for the safety and return home successfully and b'shalom of our dear soldiers, for the four Shlema, for the soldiers who were wounded, other people who were wounded during various attacks and so on. We've been davening for all of those things, and of course we'll continue to do so, and we hope that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will accept our tefillahs and will grant what we're looking for all these people, what they need, and they should achieve shalom and refuah shleima and whatever it is that they need, b'karav b'mehera v'yameinu. There's an interesting question that we are entitled to ask, and some people do ask, that when we daven and when we say tehillim, such as today or on other occasions, are we permitted, is it appropriate, to actually request that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should perform a nace, a miracle, on our behalf? Are we allowed to ask for miracles? You know, over the last couple of weeks, we experienced certain miracles, certain events that really can only properly be described as miraculous in what's now some are referring to as a 12-day war with Iran, when, and we don't minimize Nebuch, there were people, unfortunately, who were killed and injured, there's no doubt about it, and we, again, mourn with the families of those who were killed, and we daven for shleima for those who were injured, and there was the property destroyed, but we know that the overwhelming majority of the missiles and rockets that were launched were, in fact, intercepted. We know that the campaign in Iran was successful. We know that there were actual miracles. We know what happened in the Soroka Hospital, and that's the largest hospital in the south of Eretz Yisrael, nearest to Gaza in terms of a big hospital, when the hospital was hit, and just the day before, for other reasons, many people in a particular ward, or one of the particular wards that was hit, happened to have moved out, and the casualty number would have been far, far worse had that not happened. Just to happen that they moved them out the day before. You've all seen, I'm sure, articles about how so many different aspect of this operation in Iran, which had been planned for some time, had to work out just so. So many technical things, one of the articles said, all the different things that could have gone wrong, that could have spelled disaster, that didn't. And so we recognize that there was a nace. Was the person permitted to daven that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should perform a miracle on our behalf? And the presumption, as a general rule, we're not. We're not allowed to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do something which is miraculous. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for protection. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for assistance. But to actually request a nais is considered to be inappropriate and against the halacha, which gives rise to a very interesting question. You know, on Hanukkah, as we know, we are required to add a certain paragraph into Birchas Hamazon, an extra paragraph in benching that begins with the words Al Anisim or Vil Anisim, different luschos. But whatever it is, we say Al Anisim, Al Apurkan, etc. V'mei Matisil, V'nyochan, Mekoin Gadol, etc. We all know the paragraph. And that's inserted into the davening as well, but it's also inserted into Birchas Hamazon. The halacha is, however, that if one forgets to insert Al Anisim in Birchas Hamazon, one is not required to bench over again. You don't have to say a new Birchas Hamazon. The absence or the omission of Al Anisim does not disqualify the benching. And if somebody benched during the course of Hanukkah and forgot to insert Al Anisim, the benching is valid and need not repeat the benching. That's the halacha. However, the Ramah in the Shulchan Aruch mentions an interesting suggestion. He says that if somebody is benching and realizes that he forgot Al Anisim, and again, I don't have to repeat it, he is permitted, and perhaps even encouraged, to insert the Al Anisim at a later point. Strictly speaking, benching, Birchas Hamazon, ends with the conclusion of the fourth bracha, when we call Tuv L'Olam Al Yichasreinu. That's the official end of benching. We have the practice to insert, there are different minhagim, different customs, different communities, that's precise text. We insert a group of requests beginning with the word Harachamon. Harachamon Yimloch Alein Olam Vod. Harachamon Yisbarach B'Shemayim V'Aretz. Harachamon Hu Yizakein L'Mos HaMashiach. We have various different requests beginning with the word Harachamon. Again, other traditions have different texts also beginning with the word Harachamon, which we incorporate into the end of benching. It's not officially part of benching, but it's added on to the benching. So Ramon says, well, if you forgot to say Al Anisim in its proper place in the benching, again, you do not have to repeat the Shemona Esrei, but you can insert the special Harachamon, and you can say Harachamon means, may the merciful one, may HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he who has rachamim, may HaKadosh Baruch Hu do perform nisim, miracles and wonders for us nowadays, just as he did by Amim Ahem Basman HaZeh in those days. And then you go into the text, B'Yimei Matisyahu, B'Yochanan, and Kohen Gadol, you tell the whole Al Nisim for Hanukkah, because that fits with that request. In other words, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should do miracles for us today the way he did back then, when? And so on, recounting some of the details of the Hanukkah story. And that, the Ramah suggests, is a way, a patent, is a little, in a way to get the Al Anisim in. It's not really part of benching. You don't have to repeat the benching, but you can insert this special Harachman and thereby recite the whole phrase of Al Anisim, and then you can put that into your benching. The question is that proper? Is it proper, and as some of the commentaries on the Shulchan Aruch, this is our Chaim Sim Kuf Peches, the laws of Birchas Hamazon, some of the commentaries ask, wait a minute, we're allowed to ask what we're not supposed to ask. We're allowed to ask the miracles of what we're not supposed to ask. What do you mean, Harachem on Yasso on Nisim, may HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the merciful one, perform miracles for us, like he did in those days, and we say to him at the show, that's a request for a miracle. And I thought that's not appropriate. How can we say that? How can the Ramon give or offer such a suggestion? In fact, just as a side point, or some who evidently had the practice at one time, whenever they did say Al Anisim, in the right place, whether in benching or in the davening, to conclude Al Anisim with a little request, Kishem, just as you did miracles back then, do them for us today. But that's not the accepted practice. We don't do that. We conclude Al Anisim, on Hanukkah and on Purim as well, simply recounting the story, and that's it. We don't ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to perform miracles, because we're not supposed to request miracles. And so the Shari Tshuva, one of the commentaries on the page of Shulchan Aruch, questions, in the name of early authorities, how could Ramah go ahead to suggest that we add this special tefillah, this special harachamon, if you forgot Al Anisim on Hanukkah in the right place, you can add it in the post-benching tefillahs, and say, may HaKadosh Baruch Hu do miracles for us again, the way he did back then. It seems to be against the halacha. So the Shari Tshuva gives several answers, one of which is, that there is a difference between asking for a nais in the sense of a supernatural miracle, asking a Kodesh Baruch Hu to suspend the laws of nature, okay, to go against the laws of nature and to do something which is inexplicable through natural explanations, and asking for what we call a nais nistar. A nais, that's the difference in a nais nigla and a nais nistar. A nais nigla means an open miracle, the splitting of the Red Sea, right? The sun standing still in the days of Yehoshua, the sun and the moon standing still and so on. That's an open miracle, a nais nigla. And it's not permitted to make such a request for a nais nigla, to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to suspend. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does that only on certain very specific and limited occasions. We don't ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to alter the laws of nature. But we are permitted, suggests the Shari Tshuva, to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to perform a nais nistar. A nais nistar means a miracle which can be explained very rationally through ordinary means. the soldiers did this, and this thing worked out that way, and that thing worked out this way. Everything fell into place. It can be explained through rational, ordinary, natural means. We know that the Yad Hashem is the hand of Hashem that's behind it. That you're allowed to ask for. We're allowed to ask for Kodesh Baruch Hu, not for a Neis Nigla, revealed, open miracle, but a Neis Nister, something which is, again, explicable through rational, ordinary means. And we know that it's the hand of Hashem who drives it, and we can ask Hashem to perform those kinds of things for us. And what it means as well is that when those things happen, when things that can be explained through rational means, when they happen, we have to thank our Kodesh Baruch Hu, because we know that it was really the hand of our Kodesh Baruch Hu. As I said before, this operation we ran, articles were published, so many things could have gone wrong. This thing off a little bit, that thing off a little bit, this didn't fall into the place that way, that didn't fall into place this way. So many little things could have gone wrong. Okay, it's possible that more missiles could have come through. It's possible that more, God forbid, people would have been killed and injured and so on. We recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu performs for us what's called a Neis Nister. It's a hidden miracle. But we have to recognize the hidden miracles as well. The Ramban, in his commentary to the Chumash, at the end of Parshas Bo, the Parsha about Yetzias Mitzrayim, writes specifically that it's through the open miracles that HaKadosh Baruch Hu performs every once in a long while, the revealed miracles, the Nisim Galuyim, the revealed miracles, that we come to recognize, you know what? There are a lot more miracles that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. We have to recognize those too. The open miracles are to sort of shed light on the fact that there are lots of little things that we don't recognize right away as Nisim, but there are Nisim as well. And so we have the authority and the right and the obligation to continue to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should protect us, yes, to a Neis Nister, not necessarily through suspending the laws of nature, but to do it on behalf of all Klal Yisrael. One of the Shari Tshuva's other answers is you can't ask for a Neis for a personal matter, but for a communal matter you can. And therefore, we put these ideas together, it would seem that it's certainly appropriate for us today, now, to continue to say Tillim, to daven, to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for protection, ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to grant the Refuah Shleima for those who are in need of it, and so on. And that's what we'll do in just a moment. We recite the Tillim to recognize that sometimes we have to realize, or all the time really, but to call our attention to it sometimes, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu guides the world, not in a way that necessarily reflects a suspension of laws of nature, but through the laws of nature, through what could be understood as natural means. But we know deep down that it's through HaKadosh Baruch Hu is driving it. And therefore we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and just as important, we thank him when it happens. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for his protection, for his divine assistance, not in a way that suspended the natural order, not something supernatural, but along the natural order, through the natural means. And we have a tefillah, and we'll say Tehillim in just a moment, to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to continue to protect us, to grant the Refuah Shleima to those who need it, to see to it that our souls are protected. Again, may be explained through natural means. We understand that it's the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu driving it, and we need to continue to daven that HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do that for us, and at the same time thank him for what he's done, and Mr. Shem will continue to do. And now we'll recite to the Tehillim Perakof first. Anasech Mizal David. יאנחר מבי יום צורו יסגב חשם אל היעקב, ישלח איזכו מקודש מציון יסודקו, יזכור כל מן חוסכו ויולוס וידש נסלו, ייתן לכו חלבבך וכל עצוסכו ימלא, נראה מבי שעוסכו וגלהנו יגול ימלנה כל משלוסכו, עתו ידעתי כי יושיר למשיכו יענה משמי קודשו בגרוס ישי מינו, אלו ברכב ואלו בסוסים אנחנו בשם עד עליהנו נזכיר, Hey, my corvino follow an achmu tandem and said, dog. And my oshia, a melchianain of yom karaino. Ilum chofkimo. Mizvala David, and my roe lo echto. You know, zeshi arbi senya me menuchos in a halemi. Nafshi ishove, yan hei, neither magalate said, eklaman shumo. Gam kierach begate some of it slow, irorok ya toy modi. Shiv to homishan techo, hey, my yanachamuni. Karoch lefona shulchan neged tzoroi, vishan tov Hashem roshi kosir voyo. Ach, tov vachesed yudufuni kol yimei chayoi, vishavti bevei sarnoi leorech yomim. Film Kuf Chof Aleph. Shela Malos. Es hoi naila hori meayin yavo ezri. Ezri meim adonoi osei shomayim voret. Al yitain lamoz raglech al yonum shomerecho. Inei lo yonum velo yishon, shomei Yisroel. Aronai shomerech, aronai tzilecho, al yad yiminecho. Yoma ma shemesh lelkeko v'yarech v'loilo. Aronai yishmorecho mikol ro, yishmores nafshecho. יחל ישראל אל אדוני כי אם אדוני החסד והרבה מופדות והוא יפדה את ישראל מכל אבני סול במקוף מנבייס מזכיר לדוד ביוסו במאורות תפילו קולי אל אדוני עזר קולי אל אדוני יצחנון יש פה לפון הפסיכי תורוסי אל פון הפגיד מסתף עלי רוחי ואתה ידעת ונסיבו סיבה אורך זו עליך תמנו פח לי הבית ימין וראה, ואין לי מכיר, עבד מנוס ממני, אין דורש ונפשי. זועקתי אליך, אדוני אמר, כי אתם עשי חלקי בארץ החיים. הקשיבו אל ינוסי, כי דלוסי מיהוד, הצילני מרלפי, כי אמסו ממני. הוציאו ממזכיר נפשי להודות, שמחו, ויחתירו צדיקים, כי סיגמו אלוהי. אחינו נאו, in Hebrew and in English. אחינו, כל בית ישראל, הנסונים בצורו ושיבו, העומדים בין ביום ובין ביבושו, המוקו מרחם עליהם, ויוציאים מצור לרוחו, מאפר לאורו, משיבו לגולו, פשטו בגאו הזמן קורי, ונאמר, אמן. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity on Seir land, may the all present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom now, swiftly and soon, and let us say, Amen. Mishaber v'chayle tzal, משברך אבסנו אברום את יעקב, ויורך את חיילי צוהר גנו לישראל ואנשי כרחות הביטחון, עומדים המשמרתנו, ואור אליהנו מגבול הלבנון ועביד מהמצרים, ומן היום הגדול הדבור הרבו, בכל מקום שהם, והבשוע באוויר ויום. ייתן אדוני את סביבנו הקומים עליהם נגפים לפניהם, כדי שברוך לשמור ויציל את חיילינו מכל צור וצוקו מכל נגע מחלה, וישלח ברוך על הצלחה בכל מעשה ידיהם. ידבר שונאינו תחתיהם ויעטרים לחסר ישוע והטרס נתכון. יקרים במקוסו כי אדוני אלוהיכם ההולך עמכם להילחם לכם עם אלוהיכם להושיע אתכם. ואמר אמן. משברך ושבויים those held in captivity. משברך אבותינו אברהם אצל יעקב. יוסף משה ריאן דבר שלמה. ויברך וישמור וינצור את נדרי צבא ההגנה לישראל ושויוב. ואת כל אחינו הנשונו בצורו ושיביו. אשר כל הכל הזה מספל בעבורם. אז ברוך ימלא רחם עליהם, ויוציאם מחושב לתמובת, ומוססם ינתק, ומסוכוסם יושיעם, ויושיבם מהר ולחק משוכוסם, יודו לרמי חסדו ונפלוסו לידם, ויקורם המקרש הקוסו, ופדו ירם הישוב ונבוא ותיאם ברינה, ושמחס עולם הראשם, תסון ושמחו יסיגו, ונוסו ירם הנחו, נאמר אמן. משורך וכל המן מקצב, which we will pause for a moment to let people insert names of of people that they want to include who are not yet well. Mishaberach Abbasena, Avrum et Yaakov, Moshe Anu, Bar Shlomo, Yivarech es Acholim, הקדוש ברוך הוא ימלא רחם עליהם, להחלימם ולהפוסם, להחזיקם ולחזם, ישלח להם מהר רפואה שלמה מן השמיים לכל לבריהם ולכל גידיהם, בסוף שער של ישראל רפואת הנפש ורפואת הגוף, הסתו בעגל הזמן קריב, נאמר אמן.
אמן. Thank you so much, Rabbi Tavis. Just glad to have you on. We look forward, please God, in Yiras Hashem, to having you back on the call in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Am Yisrael around the world. Wishing everyone a wonderful and safe day.